morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 26th, 2020. Well, today I want you to know what a blessing it is to walk with you on your walk with Christ. Last week we spent the time discussing cultivating godly virtues in our lives as disciples of Jesus. This week we want to continue that discussion, and we're going to discuss that list of virtues that Peter shares with us in 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 1. But before we begin that discussion, let's remember what a privilege it is to be a disciple of Jesus. Think of this. God has called you to walk in the path of his Son. He has chosen you to be the one who bears his example. You have trusted Christ. He has washed you from your sins. Now, you are following him. Understand what a blessing it is to be chosen to be a soldier for Christ. And in remembering that, let's go to 2 Peter in chapter number 1 and let's read verse number 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And so we're going to talk about those two first two kind of attributes that Peter describes for us that we can cultivate in our lives. And so the first one that we're going to talk about is to cultivate character or cultivate faith. And so remember that we're going to discuss those places where Peter can display the character of Jesus. Remember, these are character attributes where we display the work of God in our lives. Normally, by nature, we don't possess these. Or if we do possess them, they still need improvement, and we improve them by following Christ. So we are developing or cultivating godly virtues in our lives. Peter begins this list of places where we can build godly virtue by mentioning faith. Faith is what separates followers of Jesus from others. Our faith is that we have life in Christ. We are not trying to find favor with God. We're not trying to get God to be pleased with us. But because of our faith, we know that we have favor with God. And since we have faith, which brings life, we build our life on that faith in Christ. We trust Christ in every area of life. We walk by faith. We learn dependence on God. Unlike the world, which has no idea of what it means to walk by faith, followers of Jesus will cultivate their faith in God. And so you build as you have faith in God and trust him in different circumstances and situations in your life. Your faith in God is what separates you. And so you're going to build that faith in your Christian walk. The next virtue which we learn to develop is, of course, the virtue. And it is interesting that he says, add to your faith virtue. The simple definition of virtue is excellence. As a follower of Jesus, we strive for excellence. You know, this is much different than what many strive for. It seems to me that many I know, only want to strive to be just good enough. It seems they want to follow Christ only as close as they have to and still be considered a Christian or considered to be saved. They want to follow Christ so they can have the benefits of being a Christian. But when it comes to any real striving for excellence, they don't really try to do that. Yet this passage tells us that we add to our faith virtue, and virtue means excellence. So a follower of Jesus will strive for excellence. You know, maybe this is a place that many of us need to do a little cultivation. If we think about this, we have a perfect Savior. He did always those things which pleased the Father. He saved us and gave us of his Spirit. The Spirit will lead us into all truth. So if we are following Jesus the way that we should, that would lead us to excellence. But how prone are we to sin, or how are we who are prone to sin going to be able to walk in excellence? How are we, sinners saved by grace going to walk in excellence. First, we need to think about cultivating it. Think about, hey, I need to strive for excellence, not just be satisfied, but to strive for excellence. And second of all, we need to know that the cultivation is the cultivation by the Spirit. It's not making the old nature better. It is crucifying the old man and walking in the Spirit. It is surrendering the self. It is setting a higher goal for our walk. As a disciple who is building virtue, we will be looking to be perfect, not just satisfied with whatever. This is maybe a new goal or a point of emphasis for us, but it is a goal which we should seek to obtain, not to strive for whatever, but to strive for excellence. So cultivate excellence. Think about that this week. How are you going to cultivate an excellent walk in following Jesus this week? Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, we thank you for your word. We are thankful for the direction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to walk by faith. Help us to seek excellence. Help us to know that as we develop these characteristics, we are giving a better example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Help us to honor you with our lives this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Starting off a new week. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark, signing off.